In Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Shin Ayin Zayin, the fourth chapter of Shaar HaTfilah. Eichut HaMitpalel Kvar Mevaar B'Divrei Rabbeinu Zichronam Livracha. When we speak about the purity of prayer, so our sages said, Chasidim Rishonim HaYoshuim Shachat Mitpalelim. The earlier pious generations would pause for an hour, 60 minutes. Sha'ah in Talmud does not always mean 60 minutes. Sometimes the term Sha'ah could mean a period. It can mean a small period of time. Over here it means 60 minutes. So the early pious generations would pause for an hour and then only then pray, Kedei Sheichavnut Libam Namakom, so that they could be focused to the omnipresent in their prayer. Lo Shetiyah Tfilato Bavur Hergelo Minurav. Because they didn't want their prayer to be the habit that they've been doing since they were a kid. Can you imagine that? Standing for an hour before davening, thinking about who you're about to talk to. Asher b'kumo mimitato muchacho leitpalel. You know what it's like. You get up, you got to daven, right? V'argelo said shelo. So habit, just zoom, you fly through it. And at some point you could ask yourself, did I daven yet today? Oh yeah, I did that. Check. Was there any focus? Was there any intent? Or did we hang up our soul together with our jacket when we entered the shul? Did we leave our soul in the coat rack? Ki hu lovesh talit utfilin, a person dons his talis, he puts on his tefillin, ufoteach piv, and then you open your mouth, v'apet uvel matzmo, and the mouth shoots off on autopilot. Kama shemot ha-kdoshim yotzim min ha-pesh lo b'chavna. How many holy names do we say without any intent? V'fiv umer, baruch ata Hashem, ki mdaber lenochach. With our mouth, we say, blessed are you, Hashem, in first person, as though Hashem's standing right there. Then Elokim l'neged enav, but in his mind, God's not here. Uvisfatav umer ma'amar, with his lips, he says, Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid. I place Hashem opposite me always. I always behave as though Hashem is opposite me. Kmo shamar navi alav shalom betochachto. It's like the prophet chastised us and said, "Kinigash ha'mazeh befivu v'sfatav kibeduni v'ribor echak mimeni." This nation honors me with their lips. It's all lip service because their heart is far away. You know the story about the guy who finishes Shmoneh Esrei and the rabbi tells him Shalom Aleichem, and he asks him, "Why Shalom Aleichem?" He says, "You've been all over. I see. Welcome back." וכבר בערו זיכרונם לברכה מאמר ויבוא גם הסתם תוכם להתייצב על השם לקנאי קינת שמו נכבד המזכירים אותו בלא כוונת הלב. Our sages say that when it recounts in the beginning of the book of Job that Satan came amongst the other angels to stand before Hashem, his main point to chastise, his main point of claim against humanity was the people who mention Hashem's name without any intent. This is what it says in the Holy Zohar on Parshas Pinchas. Manud lo mokir lishmad kudsho brichu. Manud lo chayish velo shav yekar lishmada. Who is it that doesn't honor the name of the Holy One, blessed be He? He who doesn't take care and doesn't give honor to this name, that a person can pray and he could say Hashem's names and it's irrelevant to them. So the first thing is to think about who we're going to talk to. And I think this is one of the great components of Kavanah in Tefillah. If a person can come to Shmoneh Esrei and pause, as it says in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. This is a Mishnah in Tractate Brachos, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Codex, rules this way, that a person should pause before he starts Shmoneh Esrei. If a person would only pause for 5 seconds, so we're not on the level to pause for an hour, but what about 5 seconds, just to think, who am I standing before? When I do that, I don't have the strength to open my mouth. If I actually think who I'm standing before, so then the most natural thing for me is to be silent.
But isn't it in most Beth Knessets that when we start praying, everyone just rushes? You know, when you pray in the minyan, everyone is like really rushing. And like when you said the last word, boom, you go to Kaddish, and boom, you go to Shmoneh Esrei. And you hardly actually see that in most Beth Knessets, you really take the time to realize that you talk to Hashem. I would prefer it. If I go to a minyan, I would prefer to take a moment of self-reflection and continue with the prayer. But most minyanim where you go, you don't get the time. You just blah, 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 and then done.
If you come to our shul, you'll see that I will usually finish the blessings before the tzibur and the chazan get there. Mm-hmm. And I stand in my place for Shmona Esrei for quite a few seconds, sometimes for 15 seconds, good, before they get to Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. I didn't finish the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. I wait to finish that with them. But I speed ahead to get there. And then I stand there to arrange my thoughts. And there's no stopping a person from doing that in any shul. You have to prepare yourself. You have to gauge yourself time-wise to get there long enough beforehand so that you can stand and focus your thoughts. And you could do that anywhere. Now, on Mincha, it's easier. Maariv, it's easier. So a person just has to be prepared to do that.